We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban three fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobanka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on new porn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck and pull a truck, hug him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to Springsteen.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know
where mama at.
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Well, Journey, Steve Perry, get us kicked off here on a Thursday program. Just watching right now, Kellen Moore being introduced as the new Saints head coach. So I guess that's it. There's no more head coaching jobs in the NFL. Is that it?
Not yet.
You're expecting something. Here comes Crowder. Solana today was at the F1 media event. Is that what it was? It was like, because you got to drive in an F1 car. I saw Will Manso posted some video. He did it today as well. You got to drive in an F1 car around the track?
So it wasn't an F1 car. It wasn't, you know, like an actual F1 vehicle that Lewis Hamilton is driving, but they were McLarens, like state-of-the-art racing vehicles and street-legal racing vehicles. Bro, that was the coolest thing I think I've ever done in my entire life. I'm not even kidding. To drive the F1 track.
You cannot fathom, like, the power and the speed. Will Manso posted video, Crowder, and he's going to join us today, by the way. Will posted video, and he looks like he's about to throw up. He says the car is super hot. It's going incredibly fast. Like, they're not blowing air conditioning, Solana?
No. Air conditioning, no. No, I mean, maybe the AC was on, but they're not blowing. Like, when I got in the car, you're wearing a helmet, a big-ass helmet that looks like, a lot of people texted me, I look like I was wearing the concussion helmet that Tua should be wearing. And they closed the windows. You're in the car. It probably 2.5 minutes. I took video of Safed Dean was there, David Fiorones, because there was a camera inside the car and outside. They're going to send me the video, and people who were at the event could watch the four individuals who were at the car throughout the entire event. And one guy, one of the first people that went, he got off straight to a garbage can to start throwing.
Who was it?
I don't know. It was somebody who was there covering. I'd never seen him before. It could have been like a media guy. Yeah, there were influencers there too. That Mr. Eats 305 guy was there. I don't know if you guys follow him.
Yeah,
that guy. Like, I was more excited to see him. It was a who's who of media event. But to watch him eat food at the F1 media event, Mr. 30 eats 305.
I mean, that's such a funny statement on like today's media world, where it's ridiculous. Like, oh my God, Mr. Eats 305. I see that guy all the time on TikTok.
I mean, watching a food influencer eat food is, I mean, come on. It's like watching Dwayne Wade play basketball.
Yeah. our society is going to hell.
But you're just figuring this out.
this is gone to hell. Yeah, we do five booms. I don't know why we do that, but we were talking about
how great
booms.
Would it have been if they were there. Oh my God.
It wouldn't have been great at all. It'd been a waste of everybody's time.
It would have been probably the biggest thing that ever happened to F1.
I drove with Dale Earnhardt Jr. in the NASCAR car, and that was crazy. But they have no amenities in the car. Like, the car's not – you're talking about air conditioning. The car's not made for comfort. Like, air conditioning would waste weight and time in those cars.
Well, I know that in the actual race cars, but he said it wasn't an actual F1 car, that it was just a McLaren or whatever. So I thought maybe they made him comfortable? Because I know in an actual race car, I mean, it is they don't have a steering wheel. They don't have seats. They sit on a post.
When I rode with Earnhardt, we were going like 190, and he's looking over at me, smiling, like hitting my shoulder. And I'm like, look straight. We're going 190. Like, no, don't play with me. Like, we could die right now. And we were on that NASCAR track in Nashville, I believe, somewhere. It was crazy.
Yeah, but NASCAR is a joke. We all know that. Here's the thing, though. I mean,
NASCAR, you go up on those high banks, and you don't realize that the track is so banked, but you have to almost feel, I'm guessing, like you're perpendicular to the ground.
You can't walk up it. You'd have to crawl. It's that the angle is that big.
Not.
It
was, dude. I've been on a NASCAR track.
I walked the Daytona track.
Solana, you haven't done anything. The hell you talking about? I was there with Dale Earnhardt.
Lift. I know what Solana's saying. But it's really bang.
I've been to Homestead Speedway several times, and Crowder, I went to EDC Las Vegas, which is on Homestead. That's a NASCAR track.
It's the baby puppy of NASCAR.
It's literally the last race of the year. It's a track. I watched Post Malone a little inebriated. I watched Post Malone a little inebriated at EDC Las Vegas. His stage was on the track, and the people were standing on the track. I agree with you. It's a little steep. The way you made it sound, it's like you're climbing Mount Kilimanjaro. I mean, it's not that crazy, guy.
Mount Kilimanjaro.
You don't know anything.
But you can look up the car. It was so badass. A McLaren 750. And you sit there. You're wearing a helmet. The guy's like belted in with a racing suit on. And you're kind of expecting some sort of chit-chat before he drives off. Maybe he'll ease into the track. I mean, I sat down. He said, "You ready?" I said, "Yeah." Boom. Hits it. Hit like 160. Crazy, man.
Yeah, that's scary. Will, I'm telling you, Will Manso on his video looked like he was about to vomit. Like he was visibly, you look at his Twitter, he was physically, visibly uncomfortable, nauseous.
Oh, somebody needs to check on Hal Habib for the next, I don't know, 24 hours, because poor Hal, man. He did it. Credit to him. You know, hats off to him, but he was going through it. David J. Neal did it today as well. He was a trooper. He was there.
He's been like a race car fan for the longest. Yeah. Like, that's nothing for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He sweat through all those little dashikis.
Come on, man.
So this train driver that has to take all you mopes out track after track, you think he wants to talk about, hey, how's your husband? Like, no, he doesn't give a damn about y'all. Hey, let me get this loop in.
He's like, I can't believe I got to do 18 of these today. And then some guy's eating a burger while he's getting in the car. Hey, Mr. Eats, sit down.
Hey, Larry, next up is Alejandro Solana. Yeah, get his ass in the car. Let's get this over with.
Quite a fourth quarter from the heat last night, Solana. That's another thing that was making Will Mann so nauseous, was that fourth quarter. They were outscored, I think, at one point 24-0. I mean, it was unbelievable.
10-point lead going into the fourth. The Thunder and the Heat truthfully dominated the entire game. I'm not kidding.
Like, dominated it. They dominated. Really did.
They were up 21 in the first half. 10-point lead going into the third. Thunder scored the first 24 points of the fourth quarter.
That was embarrassing. Because I kind of got excited, like, oh man, we got something. Yeah. And then no, we don't have anything.
It was embarrassing. I had Andrew Wiggins over 15.5 points. He ended with 13. I'm done with him.
Yeah. Got me the night before. Let's leave Wiggins alone until he gets in the system.
Yeah, done. I'm out. Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets officially are going separate directions. Jets sent out a tweet thanking 8. For all that he did. Bill Barnwell at ESPN points out all he did was cost them 2 second-round picks, $75 million, contracts for Alan Lazard, Randall Cobb, and Tim Boyle, another third-round pick, and $11 million for Devontae Adams, a year with Nathaniel Hackett as OC, and also 5 total wins. Quite an era.
Let's bring him in, Hawk. Let's bring him in, Hawk.
As a backup, he checks every box. He checks every box. He does. Let's
bring him in.
He does. He has to be a little bit humbled by what happened in New York, right? He's got to be a little humbled by that. He's got to be ready to.
No.
I mean, he's going to get a job somewhere. I think I saw the odds. Where's he a favorite to end up?
I saw Vegas.
Is it Raiders? Let me see.
I saw Raiders. They were talking about it earlier. I thought Raiders were probably
Steelers are -165. They're the favorite. Vegas Raiders are 2-1.
2-1. Okay.
Because the Steelers will probably lose Justin Fields or Russell Wilson. One of the two. They're going to have to make a choice.
100%. And Russ, this was the $1 million year. Now Russ is going to want some money because now the Broncos aren't paying him anymore. I didn't think Russ and Mike Tomlin can vibe, so it might happen, but I just don't. The culture and the Steeler way and the in-house stuff, Aaron Rodgers is going to do his radio shows. He's going to eat his mushrooms. He's going to do whatever he wants.
Vikings 10-1, Niners 12-1, Saints 12-1, Browns 12-1, Giants 12-1, Dolphins are 50-1, way down at the bottom of the list. But I think he'd be an inspired choice as backup. I would have no problem with that at all.
You think he wants to be a backup, though?
I don't.
I think he's humbled.
Hawk, he doesn't get humbled.
I think if he ever does, I mean, nobody gets humbled until they've been through something really humbling, and you can't tell me those last two seasons weren't really humbling for him.
Oh, you told me this yesterday because I didn't even know it. Last year, 3,900 yards passing, 28 touchdowns, 11 interceptions,
right.
Quarterback rating of 90.
You're
that
right.
Garbage-ass team is why I couldn't succeed.
You're right.
That's
you're
in
right.
his mind. That's
you
what
know
he's
what?
Saying.
You're right. He was not humbled. You're right.
Yep.
I did a great job. Look at my stats. Yeah, you're right. I take
Look
that
at
back.
I'm a 28 touchdown quarterback. This garbage team, dumbass Woody Johnson, sorry Robert Saleh. They had to fire him because he didn't know what he was doing. I'm still a star. I don't think there's any way Rodgers goes into a team saying you're the backup. I think he's looking for a starting job.
I think that's fair. I rethink and recast my position. Today on the show, we have another 4-pack of Heat tickets to give away. Heat Pacers Friday, February 28th. We have a 4-pack today, another one tomorrow. Gino Toretta is going to join us today, give us his recap of our grill off last weekend. And Will Manso is going to join us today. Got a lot of action. Let's start with headlines. And Solana brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
If last night's fourth quarter wasn't enough, the Heat are back on the road tonight. Final game before the All-Star break.
Yeah, what's the line tonight? Because I have to feel like they're emotionally deflated. Like just...
Dallas looked good last night.
And they just... But they hung... Like Solana said, they didn't just hang with OKC. They dominated them. Like they dominated them through three quarters. And then, I mean, it was a cataclysmic failure in the fourth quarter, and I just feel like they have to be emotionally spent. So I don't think they'll have any. They're only a one-point dog. They're a one-point favorite tonight, excuse me, in Dallas. They're a one-point favorite in Dallas.
I thought Dallas, what, with Gafford and Lively and all those guys going down, AD, I thought Dallas would be garbage. Dallas was wearing out Golden State last night.
What is going on there, Solana? Why are the Heat one-point favorites?
I'm checking now to see if Kyrie Irving is going to miss tonight's game.
They've got props up for him. He's playing.
Yeah, I don't know. I watched some of that game last night. The fourth quarter, the final like 8 minutes between the Warriors and the Mavericks was chaotic as hell. I don't know, Hawk. Truthfully, I have no idea.
That's a strange line. What am I missing there?
Yeah. Especially
I don't know, but I was surprised. It was the only game on because it was a late game, and I'm like, how the hell are the Dallas Mavericks beating the Warriors? And the Warriors were full bore, and Kyrie and I don't even know the guy's name. They were balling. You this guys... old Nico Harrison don't look too bad, does he?
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
He figured that thing out.
The owner got booed. Patrick Dumont yesterday. He was walking courtside. The entire stadium booed him.
Deserved it.
You guys saw Jimmy Butler pooped his pants last night?
It's doo-doo, baby.
They working the bleep out of him.
Tell you what, he crapped all over Heat culture, and now he's crapping all over Golden State. I got a million of them.
His game slows down the Warriors, too. You could call me a hater. Like, they have to pass it to him on that little corner, and he has to work one-on-one with the guy. Like, it slows down their whole game. I don't know what he can say that is other than boo-boo.
I mean, the only plausible explanation, because he didn't seem like he had duty in his shorts. Mm-hmm. Normally, you would be affected by that, right? You wouldn't walk the same. Yeah. You wouldn't compete the same. He sat down on the bench at a timeout like it was no big deal. You wouldn't sit normally if you had made a poo-poo in your pants while you were playing basketball.
Made a poo-poo.
So the only plausible explanation, could he have been wearing gold-colored shorts, boxer briefs underneath that, and the color ran? Like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, Paul Pierce had duty in his pants. Dude hit the floor like he had been shot and waited for a wheelchair to take him off the court. That's not, I mean, everyone, like, no one wants to be in that situation. You don't want to walk around with duty in your pants. And Jimmy Butler didn't seem to mind. Could this be marketing for Big Face Coffee?
Oh, that was coffee.
Well, what if he?
Other explanation would be he's sitting down, he has a Gatorade, a yellow or orange Gatorade, and it spills in his lap and it soaks up into the white shorts.
I guess so. It just didn't seem like
he cared. Yeah.
Cared. And I can't imagine the person who wouldn't care if they had a boo-boo in their pants.
A boo-boo.
It would also smell.
Well, and that might be how they slowed down the Mavericks. No, but it would. Like everyone would know. You know, I don't know.
No, not all the time. Not all the time.
I mean, if you're sitting a seat next to someone.
And you eat a good diet, high in vegetables, you know, it's kind of like, you know, it's different. It's not like thick.
I don't know.
I mean, Hawk, I guess Crowder is the expert.
Big Face Coffee.
I got IBS, man.
Or like Big Feces Coffee. I don't know. We'll try out a bunch today.
Feces Coffee.
There's something there. It's not like it's an illusion. Something is in his
shirt. No, there's something on his shirt.
There's something there.
Yeah, something is in his shirt.
Yeah. And it couldn't be. That can't be urine, because that's not where guys.
He pee-peed in his butt. You can't pee-pee in your butt. Yeah.
Exactly. Unless it's wrapped up and under.
He tucks his meat during games?
I mean, you know where all that confidence and swagger comes from. If that thing's up, under, and out.
He tucks his meat during games.
I've seen them. You ever seen them on spool of fire hose? Like, I'll tell you what, I'd walk around like he does too.
You can't hit a hezzy if your man is laid up under your left leg.
Well, I don't know if you've seen him play very often. He doesn't hit many hezzies, so maybe he should unspool that thing. was that the headlines? What happened?
Well, now I'm a bit concerned that, you know, we're not being sensitive enough to Jimmy Butler's Peyronie's disease.
that's like an uncontrollable curvature. I'm saying he takes matters into his own hands to
this keep it out of the way.
Yeah.
Let me tuck it.
Can people do that?
You've heard of the tuck rule? But not our people.
Gotcha.
I was just going to say it's a certain portion of society that can. Yeah.
You've ever been to shul? No, you cannot.
You get it in your belt line? Like if you have a little wood and don't want to show it, you put it up in under your belt?
That's a good hiding spot.
See? Y'all got some man.
I mean, I have to pull my shorts way down to get it in the belt line.
Right. How does that, man? If you can get it in the belt line and you could put it behind, it's the same distance.
Now, when you say the belt line, what where exactly?
The belly button. Like it sits right by your belly button.
Belly button. What?
Jimmy, you've been awfully quiet today.
What do you mean?
Jimmy, you got it.
What do you mean?
Jimmy, you got a baby Flop. Leg, don't you? Yeah, Jimmy got a baby leg.
Big man. Anything else, Solana?
Canada beats Sweden 4-3 in overtime in the debut of the Four Nations
Crowder
tournament.
Crowder hit the over. Over was 6.5. Crowder did it. I didn't have the guts. And it was like 2 goals in the second period. I was like, oh, that bet's a loser.
Yep. 3-3 and 2 minutes left or something. And then Connor McDavid passed to some other Pastrnak. There was just the 4 MVPs out there, and they ended up getting a goal. I loved it.
Man, that's a nice hit.
That was fun yesterday. They played hard.
Yeah, it's not all-star game. It's legit hockey.
I watched for that purpose to see what it's like. No, them dudes out there, they playing ball. And they get edging. You said they're not allowed to fight in the Olympics, or they're not allowed to fight in this? Because
he was saying, we didn't know if it was like Olympic rules, but in the Olympics you really can't fight. I mean, you can, but you can't.
You get suspended.
They got chippy. Oh, okay. They got a little chippy, and they didn't fight, though. So I was like, maybe that's one of the rules, don't fight. But they were mushing each other in the head with them sticks.
Mm-hmm. Well, the U.S., they play tonight. They make their debut. They will play the Republic of Finland.
All right.
8 p.m.
Finland's a republic?
They are officially. I was looking up things about Finland today. I noticed I don't know much about Finland.
I don't know anything about them. Yeah.
They, of course, the Finlandians. What is that?
Philanderers.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
That'll be an 8 p.m. puck drop. You can watch it on ESPN. Heat Mavs tonight, by the way, 8:30 p.m. Pregame begins at 7:15. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy. Tonight the lows will be in the mid-70s. That is your weather.
All right. Gino Toretta is going to join us. We have a lot to talk about, from the Super Bowl to our grilling adventures the day before. He knows what's coming. But we give Gino the floor. We'll let Gino share his opinions on what he saw. Gino Toretta will join us in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
This is doo-doo, baby.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, Gino Toretta is going to join us. Before I bring him on, I want to remind everybody, the Renaissance Festival is back in South Florida. We've got a chance for you to win tickets. It's a great day. It's a great event, the Renaissance Festival. And if you want to win tickets, go to WQAM.com, click on contests, and you can enter right there. The Renaissance Festival back in South Florida. Gino Toretta is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He is a Heisman Trophy winner, and he can add another trophy to his case. Grillmaster for the first ever Evening's Delight grill competition, which we will talk about in a second. Gino, of course, is the ambassador for Evening's Delight, South Florida's source for all your outdoor kitchen, grilling, and tailgate needs. They have a full line of grills, smokers, and more. Evening's Delight, two locations, Pinecrest and Davie. And we were at the Pinecrest location, Solana and myself and Gino, of course, and Brian Bishop was throwing it down. And we had a whole bunch of Canes who came out to support. Will Mallory was there. Darren Handy was there. Kevin Harris was there. We had a very, very fun Saturday afternoon. Do you want to talk first about that, or you want to talk first about the Super Bowl, which played on Sunday?
Well, do we want to talk about NASCAR banking and different tracks? Because Bristol Speedway, you can't walk up the side of the track based on the banking, so there has to be about 200 miles an hour. So Channing is 100% right on the tracks.
Gino has been taking Solana to school for a full week now.
And then I thought about... I have never ridden in a car with Earnhardt, and they are nuts going 200 miles an hour. But I did fly with the Blue Angels one time and pulled 7 G's. So that's a little bit more than. Yeah, I did.
How'd you get that opportunity?
So my father's best friend growing up, his son and I grew up same age. He grew up in Napa. I grew up in Pinole. He went to the Naval Academy. And he ended up becoming the 8th Blue Angel, which there's, I guess, 7 of them are pilots. He coordinated the schedule for the Blue Angels for, I think, 2 or 3 years. And I just happened to go to Pensacola for a golf tournament. He goes, do you want to go flying? And I was like, are you kidding me? I'm like, hell yeah. And went out there, and it was like an hour. I mean, they take the plane to 180 miles an hour, and it's about to fall out of the sky. And then all of a sudden, they just gun it. And then he's like, 100, 200, 300, 400. You're at Mach 1, the speed of sound. I mean, it was awesome. And then we flew upside down at about 1,000 feet over the golf tournament I was going to golf at. Oh, it was phenomenal. It was just awesome.
Did you keep it together, or did you get nauseous?
After flying upside down, I definitely tasted the French toast I had like six hours before. I didn't throw up, but I tasted it. And then when they pulled the G-forces, he goes, all right, we're going to pull. I think the plane can pull like 9 G's. He got it to 7. And right when it was at 7, I saw straws, like I was about to black out.
Wow.
And then he pulled out of the turn and I came out of it. But it was just an awesome experience.
Is that the coolest thing, like, experience ever that you've ever had? Because yeah, that G-force thing, like, to Hawk's point, like, it's cool but you're about to throw up, or it's cool and you're about to damn black out. Like, it, that mid-ground of it is the coolest thing you've done.
Well, it's amazing, because you know, you go through a class before and they try to teach you how to stop the blood flow out of your head to not black out. So you have to like take a deep breath and literally hold on to the straps that you're bolted in the seat. And they go, just pretend you're going to the bathroom. Apparently like Jimmy Butler might have been trying to hold like clench really tight in your abs, and it stops the blood flow out of your brain, and you're just sitting there. So, you know, I'm not flying the plane, but the pilots, all they do is they'll take a breath and they just, and you hear them, it's like little, like taking breaths out of a straw, and they got no problem. And you're in the back seat, basically like, just trying to grunt on the porcelain god and, wow. And trying to stop from blacking out. But the cool thing, Channing, when I got to the tarmac of the base, basically there was a pilot and essentially it's a you know, multi-$100 million sports car. And these guys can do whatever they want. When they go up flight, it's like, do whatever you want. This guy was going 100 feet, basically over the deck where we took off, and went vertical, like just flying, and then went straight up. And I'm like, holy, like you watch it from outside, I thought it was more impressive, but it was just crazy. I just said, oh my God, what's he doing? And my buddy just goes, dude, he's got $100 million sports car and no speed limit, and he can do whatever he wants. Yeah, they just go up there and fool around, basically.
Wild, man. That's wild.
That's cool.
Well, I'll tell you, and obviously the Blue Angels, masters at their craft. I have to give it up to Gino Toretta, who is a master of his craft, not only at football, because you got to be to win a Heisman Trophy, but he has talked about his grilling game on this show for a long while. And I got to see it in action Saturday at Evening's Delight in Pinecrest. And as much as I would like to give Gino the business, I can't. That's how good he is on the grill, and that's how good the seasoning and the marinade and the steaks that he prepared that afternoon were. Like they, and he won the contest where everybody voted. So what were your takeaways from what happened on Saturday, Gino?
Well, I would say this. Most impressive marinade, or how Solana tried to cut a piece of bread and a bun. I mean, it was like, Channing, you got kids. It's like, what do you first say? If you're cutting something, cut it away from your body so you don't stab yourself or cut yourself.
Unbelievable.
This guy's holding the bun, and I'm like, dude, are you using a butter knife? I'm like, I mean, get a bread knife. It's got some serrated edge. It was embarrassing. It was really embarrassing. Like, Solana cutting that. I was a little disappointed. I got a lot. I like Solana's chimichurri sauce, but you can't. You know, when you show up, I'm showing up with New York prime steaks, and he's showing up with skirt steak. It's not a competition just on the cut of meat. So you know, but I thought Solana's was good. You know, it was good.
But did he actually grill?
No,
he know what was going on. Gino, you know, a griller knows another griller. Are you looking at Solana on the screen right now saying that's another grill guy?
My man took at least a half hour to figure out how to light those African charcoals. I go, Solana, where's the salt and pepper for the meat? Oh, we only use salt. And I'm like, okay, that's kind of it. But basically, it was his brother. I got to give props. His brother was the one that knew what he was doing.
If Daniel wasn't there, Solana is still standing there today behind the grill. No meat is cooked yet.
Actually, we might have been taking him to the hospital for burns or something if his brother wasn't there.
Solana, go ahead. Would you like to respond? Solana, go ahead. Because you were there, obviously. You know your own skills. Would you like to respond?
I would. I think I'm being misrepresented. I think what Gino says about the African charcoal grill, actual charcoals, me struggling to light them, that is a fair assessment. I had no idea how to light those things. But I did grill.
Wait a second. Let's stop there. How can you be good on the grill if you don't know how to light charcoal?
Well, we use what we would call leña or wood on my home grill. And then I have a gas grill. So I'm not familiar with using charcoal. And this
You're not familiar with charcoal?
Now, Gino.
Ah, Livia.
Gino, genuinely, when I got there, Hawk, you hadn't gone there. Gino, because he had a flat top, he was making peppers, onions, like veggies. And then he started making eggs. He had cookies. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm in for a long afternoon.
You guys hear that clicking? Are you changing channels, Gino?
Oh, sorry. I was, you know, being fidgety as a kid. You
Stop
know?
Being fidgety. Just have a conversation, will you?
Gotta play.
But when you got there, Solana, did you get a little bit nervous that you might be outclassed?
Not nervous, but yeah, I mean, Gino has paper plates, the little tiny shareable plates. He has silverware to hand out. They have napkins. They have 30 different sauces. They have like 17 different things to cook. Like, I didn't realize that this was going to be, and again, you know, you guys have done this before. I haven't. I thought we were kind of just throwing some stuff on the grill, throwing back a couple brews. People would come by, take pictures of you with the Heisman, and we'd call it a day. Like, this was for Gino. And for Bish, this was like a legitimate competition where they knew what to bring. They've been there before. They have these like caravans with different smokers and grillers. And like I didn't sign up for any of that. I just thought we were gonna go there, throw
you
just some.
We'd all stab each other in the palms and get to the emergency room.
Yeah. You don't need a caravan. Hey, you don't know how to light the charcoal.
The meat, the meat that that
my first off, all this stuff I had, I'll get. Listen, that was the Traeger setup. That was like I'm not pulling a trailer anywhere. I brought a Ziploc that had my central marinade, some Italian sausage homemade, and some peppers and onions, and that's now the cookies, man. That was all the Traeger guys. I'm like, I ain't gonna lie. So you know.
So you cheated. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, got it.
But no, we weren't rating him on the cookies though.
Okay,
but here's the funny thing.
Got it.
So Lana's saying all these things like he had, like he goes the all the items he listed. He goes he had napkins. like this.
Everybody had plates.
I just thought we were grilling. I thought we were going to put some stuff on the grill and throw it into the grass. I didn't know they were going to be napkins.
Fuck, you know what he did bring up? He didn't even share any of the beers. They had 10
right, beers
in
his
the
own
cooler. Canning, and he didn't even share any. I go, where's the beer at? He goes, oh, me and my brother already finished those off.
That's not true. That's not true. Bish told me there's a couple brews in the cooler. Help yourself. I had a couple brews. I didn't know he didn't tell you where the brews were.
It was an amazing spectacle watching Gino, who could grill, and watching Solana. And it was really just everyone there, from Darren Handy on down, everyone there just became a concerned parent watching this kid try to cut a piece of bread through the bread into his hand. Honestly, one of the first things anyone is taught when they're cutting something, cut away from your hand.
Cut away.
Nothing. You got nothing.
Terrible, man.
Nah, I mean, it's just ridiculous what you're saying, but whatever. That's fine. Gino,
we have video of it,
Gino, your food was excellent. The rub that your wife made, you didn't even make it. The rub that your wife made was phenomenal. And genuinely, I would be thrilled anytime there's you're going to be on the grill to eat your food. I would be thrilled. But I don't tear down another man to lift myself up. So, you know. And the whole thing about the night, the cutting of the bread.
I said your chimichurri sauce was good.
Thank you.
I mean, like, I'm old enough to know, and I think Hawk is old enough, a person cuts their hand the most on cutting a bagel. So everybody knows you don't cut a piece of bread or a bagel towards yourself.
But I cut
the damn thing down and cut the thing.
They don't teach them that on the bus. I cut
on the
five
with the tinted windows. The way, they don't learn
you know
that.
I got to bring this up. And I don't know if Hawk saw it. When him and his brother showed up, Channing, they showed up with meat that was still in the plastic bag from the grocery store marinating in all its blood. Now, I got no problem with that, but don't you usually put some seasoning on your stuff, or do you just cut it right out of the bag?
But see, this is where there's a cultural divide, Gino. Cultural divide.
Friday on the show, Solana, I was like, hey, Gino's marinating his meat. He said 48 hours. You got your meat ready? You got something on it? Where is it at? Oh, no, I'm good. I just need salt. I said, they're not going to cut it with just salt. And he decided to do that.
The bag still had the IGA, International Grocer Association, logo on it. You know, it's still packed in its own blood. You know, I'm like, all right. You're just going with basically au naturel, like we're in the, you know, whatever, Naked and Afraid show, and just like in the middle of the woods or something. I don't know.
This is where there's a cultural divide. When we cook our parrilladas, all we do is we put, it's called sal parrillera. It's salt on our meat, and that's it. In Uruguay and Argentina, that's it. We don't season our meat.
People like marinade, so
that's
maybe
fine. That's
take
fine.
A
is it possible that you think that's what you do, Solana, because that's what your parents have done for you because you have a very simple palate, and they're like, Solana can't handle,
I don't have a simple palate. And
just put a little salt on Alex's.
I'm very familiar. I'm
getting away from the grill. Keep the kid away from the grill. He's going to burn himself. That's what apparently happened.
I'm very familiar.
Bish and Gino.
His brother takes charge, his dad and his uncle.
Yeah.
Talana, 100 years of grilling experience around you marinating their meat. But no, it's cultural because all we do is... No, you're eating like a crazy person.
No, but he's... Talana is trying to stay in this conversation. Isn't he already disqualified when he didn't know how to cut a roll and couldn't light the charcoal? Isn't this a warning sign for everyone that this guy, whatever he says, is false?
So you say... That's fine. I get it. You know, I went out there. I had no real chance of winning this competition because of the way that the jury was swayed. And I get it. I understand my role on the show. I'll lean into it. But now you're disrespecting my culture. Now you're disrespecting how my ancestors have cooked meat. And that's where I draw the line. Okay? That's where I draw the line.
Y'all need to get some Argentinian damn marinade is what y'all need to do.
I mean, the guy couldn't light charcoal. He was in a grill off. It was
light the charcoal.
Guy showing up
stop
for a
it.
Point shot.
The meat was cooked. It was excellent. Everybody loved the chorizos, the sausages that we made. Everybody loved the skirt steak that we made. Like, it was genuinely it was very tasty. People came back
it was
for seconds.
Good. I told you the chimichurri sauce was good. Yeah. I did. I gave you some.
And I told
Your
you it was homemade. And
your brother knows
and
how to grill.
He does. He does. That's why I took my brother.
Gino took your sauce.
But it's funny. Gino
took your sauce and put it on his steak.
Gino had somebody there helping him. Gino had somebody there helping him while he was talking to people, taking pictures. I don't see you.
I cooked my steaks myself. I cooked
you
my sauce
literally
myself.
Had
I've
your brother
no,
to do
dude, the
everything
made
for
by
you.
Traeger.
Not true.
You brought your brother to do everything. You didn't do anything.
Ah, I cut the bread.
All he did was drink the beer.
I called the beer up.
Well, we got to do it again. There's an evening's delight in Davey. We really should do it again because Crowder would be in his element, man. He would have loved that on Saturday.
Only if Crowder gets an old drum, rusted out drum. So we have like a rusted
Gino.
Out drum section and then a new grill section.
Drum barrel. River Grill, $99. I'm go at it with you.
If we do it again at Evening's Delight, Solana.
Seen that video of the filing cabinet chanting, the old gray filing cabinet?
Yeah, it turns into a grill.
I want you to use that.
If we do it again in Davey, Solana, will you back out and allow Gino and Crowder? Or do you think that you still should be part of the competition?
Maybe Crowder and I will team up.
I don't want your damn help. You're not an asset. You're a liability.
Yeah. Hey, Hawk, give me Solano's brother's number.
Start going on his show. All right, Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner. What an afternoon we had last Saturday at Evening's Delight in Pinecrest. Thank you, Hamp and Bish, everyone at Evening's Delight. It was really fun.
And we didn't get to the Super Bowl, so how are the Chiefs minus one looking?
Yeah, didn't pay a lot of money for me. My bet looked like Jimmy Butler shorts.
I think Gino warned us, Hawk, but we weren't listening.
Yeah, that's how it happened. All right, that's our Super Bowl recap. Yeah. Thank you, Gino. We love you.
See you guys.
Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner. Let's take a break here. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Yeah, how much for one rib?
Hawk and Crowder.